It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Outside of the dog days of podcasting, this is the, the first episode. Today is September, my Fitbit works. It's like 5th or 6th or something like that. I don't remember. 8th. Oh, 8th already. Excuse me. So, tonight I watched my old high school kick the pants off our rival team. In my hometown, we have an East and a West team. And I'm a Westie, and, you know, West is the best, and East is the least. At least that's what we said in high school. And I think it still carries true. Only difference is, back when I was in high school, we didn't have the jug. The jug is what goes, you know, that rivalry trophy that goes back and forth. So apparently now we have won the jug 12 years in a row, including this year. So very cool. So tonight after I left, I thought, well, I'll try and maybe try see if I can view some northern lights. I've been seeing some posts about, was it the Northern Aurora or whatever they call it, which I translate to Northern Lights. So I thought I'd drive north of town and take a look and see if I could see anything. I really haven't seen anything, and we really don't have a really great place down in my area where you can get out of the city and just see darkness. There are so many small towns or reasonable-sized towns that around that would have lights that it'd be pretty difficult to begin with, quite possibly. However, I did take a really, I think anyway, a really nice picture of the moon. You know, it's mostly full, and I just got out in the country and thought, well, you know what, I'll take a picture. Unfortunately, I didn't get the nice red color of the when it rose due to the fires out west. But, you know, you obviously can't win it all. But hey, we'll see what it looks like when I get home, and I'll probably post that out on my, I think it's Mike Wills Weather Instagram account. And I'll link to that in the show notes, just so you can see that. And the show notes can be found, of course, at mikewills.me. So, that covers what I did, what I'm doing in the truck yet tonight. And the moon and the northern lights. So, I gotta be honest, I haven't followed too much on the fires. I know I've seen some, unfortunately, very pretty photos of mountains or at least hills completely on fire. I wish I knew more about them, and I thought I'd make an effort over the weekend to try and catch up a little bit. But in big news, we have Hurricane Irma just barreling in towards Florida. And that is something I have been watching quite a bit. First of all, if you are in Florida, especially the Florida Keys, or any of the areas that they have deemed as an evacuation area, and you have not done so already, you are a fucking idiot. Get your ass out of there now, because you might not be able to be rescued. And you, who knows what's going to happen? Remember what, Dallas? Remember Katrina? Not Dallas. Houston and Katrina? Get out of the flood zones. Very important you do that. And everybody is telling you to do this. Except for one moron, but you shouldn't listen to him anyway. Why can't I remember his name now, son? He's one of those nut jobs that, you have the loyal people who listen to everything he says. And he basically said the hurricane was fake news. I've seen another article, something about his staff and everything in Florida have left. I think that's what I seen. So, do as I say, don't do as I say, do as I do. I don't know. Anyway, that's irrelevant to the rest of the story. What I am finding more and more fascinating, and I'm learning more and more about kind of how hurricanes are built just by following a lot of different Twitter feeds, and it's very fascinating how, they talk about, a certain week a little bit because it hit a few of the islands. Now it's hitting the warmer water again, and so now it's going to potentially go back up to Category 5. So not only is it a Category 5, the thing is, you can fit about four Floridas, or at least three Floridas, into this hurricane. Very scary stuff. I really hope it weakens a lot faster what they're suspecting it will. But last I've seen, it was a Category 2 in the north. They're going to classify it as like a Category 2 in the northern part of Florida yet. Very scary stuff, and it's going to be a lot of damage. I don't know what else to say about that topic, or really any. I don't really have much else to talk about. But I thought I'd, since I was driving home from the northern part of the city and heading back home, I thought, well, you know what? This kind of got that itch. Let's record something. So here I am in the truck recording another truck cast. System seems to work pretty good like this. And actually, from what I've heard, the sound isn't too bad either, which is actually kind of surprising. This weekend we have soccer. We have Vikings game on Monday night game. And I'm hoping the local station carries it again because it's on ESPN and I don't have cable. I'm a cord cutter. Tempted to try and get Sling or some other streaming service again, at least for the football season, and maybe even throughout most of the, the fall shows and winter 2018 TV shows. I'm not sure yet. It's a numbers game that is really hard to kind of figure out, because if I don't do, I think if I dropped Hulu and did the Sling, then I could still get ABC, but I'm not 100% sure. And it's, I don't know what the right answer is. I just wish there was one or two services you could subscribe to and watch everything. Or, hey, I want to get ESPN for this one game. Can I pay you $5? And that's my Twitter again. Changing subjects. Earlier in the day, I tweeted at the Key West National Weather Service station. They posted a video of them putting their shutters up. It looked like stacked 2x4s or something like that that went in front of all their windows. And I don't even remember what I initially asked. They said something about, or I asked, I think I made a kind of half joke comment about, so do you guys have to draw straws to figure who stays behind? And they replied back to me, actually, we are all here. Families have been sent away. We are here. So just, think about it. Government employees, you know, scientists, pretty much meteorologists and probably support staff to go with them. They are going to be in the middle of this hurricane with storm surges in the Florida Keys, and they are going to be reporting the weather. Remember them. Remember the Miami National Weather Service team, because I assume they're there as well. And all and any other first responders, anything that need to stay behind in order to help with these storms. And then the somber note, everyone have a good weekend, great week, and I will talk to you next time, whenever that might be. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.